You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
Thanks for having me on. Really excited to talk to you.
Yeah, we're really thrilled to have you on because, as I mentioned, the Edmonton Oil Kings season going to get going shortly here, and I think there's a lot of excitement on and off the ice. The things that team does every single year is a lot of fun. You're going to have the wrestling back down there again, teddy bear toss, and then, you know, this past season, you guys on the ice got back into the playoffs, and then a change at head coach. So lots of things to get into, but I want to ask you, what's it like having a guy like Jason Smith behind the bench with what he's done playing in the NHL? He's been a coach at multiple levels, you know, with all due respect to the previous regime, but Jason Smith coming in here, he's got to have a bit of a momentum changer here and with what he brings to the organization.
There's no question. And, you know, when we announced Jason Smith as our head coach, you know, you could see that the media had assembled inside the Hall of Fame room inside Rogers Place. And I actually had the privilege of introducing Jason as our head coach. And I could hear like the audible reaction from the members of media in attendance. And there's nothing like it to have a gentleman that captained a franchise like the Edmonton Oilers that took them to Game 7 in 2006. And just, I can tell you, he is like the most down-to-earth, hardest-working, let-me-get-to-know-you kind of guy. And we could not be more excited to have Jason Smith as our head coach. Like, what an honor and what a great job from Kurt Hill, our president general manager, for bringing in a guy with the credibility and the credo like Jason Smith has.
Yeah, and you know what? For a guy who as intense as he was off or on the ice in his playing days and the physicality, I've heard really good things. Like a guy who's just very calm, cool, collected, you know, yeah, treats the players obviously with respect. And, you know, to have a guy who did what he did at the NHL, when he speaks as a young player, you have to listen.
There's no question, and especially, again, I'll boast about the embarrassment of riches that we have in the coaching position, you know, starting from Jason Smith as our head coach. Then you take a look at a guy like Kyle Chipchura as our assistant coach, you know, and Chipper played in the NHL as well. Devin Prott, former coach in the Western Hockey League. Our skills coach, Ladislav Smead, former Edmonton Oiler defenseman as well. And it's just, yeah, if I'm a young player trying to hone my craft at whatever position, to have these gentlemen be able to talk to me that I have achieved the highest levels of being a professional athlete to help our 15, 16, 17, 20-year-olds develop is second to none. We're very, very, very proud of the coaching regime that we have.
Now, obviously, we know that the WHL is a developmental league and players move on every single year, but who are some returning players fans can get excited for?
Well, you got to start with the gentleman who was just selected in the second round of the NHL draft, going 36th overall, defenseman from Texas, Blake Fidler. Like, Blake had a great year last year, and of course, we're looking for big things from him. Ethan McKenzie from Peachland, BC, another returning player that's going to have a great year. And of course, it's all led by our captain from Winnipeg, Gavin Hodnett. And of course, we have Jerome McGinley's son, Joe McGinley, on the team, right? Little Joe's entering his second full season in the WHL. And the growth and development, one of the things that you get to see at the Western Hockey League level is you get to watch them put the pieces together. And I'll tell your listeners this. Tristan Jarry was in our dressing room this morning. And just to be able to, like, I remember Tristan Jarry as a 16-year-old. He's a 30-year-old man now that's married with a beautiful son. And the nicest thing about junior hockey is when you're coming for the hockey, you get to see tomorrow's superstars today. And if you're coming for the entertainment and the value, there's nothing better than junior hockey.
Totally agree. You know, I've got some family coming over from Australia in the winter. I'm saying we're going out to an Oil Kings game. That's something we have to go out and see because you just can't beat the value that you're going to get for this. Now, I got to ask you, you got a chance to catch up with Tristan Jarry. How about Curtis Lazar? Are you excited to see him again in the building?
There's no question. You know, it's so funny is again, like, I remember Curtis Lazar as a 17-year-old and just being a player on the Edmonton Oil Kings. And, of course, you keep up with him on his different stops. I remember meeting cheeseburgers in Ottawa off the ice and having a great time. And then to hear that he's part of our hometown team in the NHL with the Edmonton Oilers, he is more excited than I am. And I'm just ecstatic. Like, I can't wait to see Curtis Lazar. And I'll give your fans an exclusive, the listeners, I'll give you guys an exclusive drop. We're going to be doing something that incorporates Curtis Lazar for our home opener on Saturday, September the 20th. We're going to be announcing it in a couple weeks, but your fans can rest assured you've heard it here first. Curtis Lazar is going to be part of our opening night on September the 20th.
That's a good one. I got a chance working on the old broadcast with Corey Graham and Guy Flaming and, you know, Kent Simpson back in the day to watch what Curtis Lazard did with the Oil Kings, and he was just a dynamic player. So I'm looking forward to that one selfishly. Kevin Radomski joining us here on the Jason Greger Show. Connor Halley sitting in. Kevin, of course, the Oil Kings Director of Business Operations. So we kind of touched on it beforehand. I know the Oil Kings do such a good job of keeping us entertained, you know, off the ice. There's always something going on. You got the home opener on the 20th of September, the Thanksgiving food drive, and then on December 7th, the Teddy Bear Toss, one of the most fun games of the year.
Honestly, if you've never been to an Oil King game, I'm going to challenge you. I don't know what you're waiting for. Tons of fun, like you said. But if you've heard of us and maybe you haven't been to a game, chances are you've heard of the Teddy Bear Toss. And if you haven't been, I can promise you any video, any photo does not do it justice. On December the 7th, Sunday, December 7th, when we score our first goal of the game, everyone in attendance gets an opportunity to throw stuffed animals on the ice. And last year, we collected 15,500 stuffed animals raining down from every seat in Rogers Place. We had 17,200 fans for a junior hockey game last year. So, of course, our natural is, A, how do we sell it out? We want to make sure that we have 18,100 fans in the building on Sunday, December 7th. And we want to have more stuffed animals, because that goes right to Santa's Anonymous, who helps families that are in need at Christmas time, and no one should be without something under the tree at Christmas. I think we can all agree to that.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I do have to ask you, because I had mentioned my sister, brother-in-law, and their three children coming to visit us around that time, around Christmas, and I noticed Dino Day. My nephews love dinosaurs, so December 28th, what can we expect for Dino Day?
You know what? We had a ton of fun with it last year. We did it for the first time last year. We had inflatable dinosaurs roaming the concourse, and those oversized, you know, Tyrannosaurus Rexes with no arms. I can tell you one of the things that we did last year that didn't really work is on Dino Night, we tried to have the dinosaurs drop the puck like the Tyrannosaurus Rex. So, of course, I'm mimicking it for radio right now with my arms like retracted inside. It didn't work very well. So we're going to do it again, but we're going to do it differently. And I can tell you, fans, again, it's so much fun. You're going to be down at Rogers Place on Sunday, December 28th. You've already done all of your festivities and all the stuff that goes with the season. Come down to Rogers Place. We're going to have dozens of inflatable dinosaurs roaming the concourse and turning it into a prehistoric bash. It is so much fun. We can't wait.
Kevin, junior hockey, you've seen a lot of promotions. Do you have maybe one we're not doing this year, but one from the past that you really enjoyed?
You know what's funny is for the last couple of years, we're not doing it this year, but for the last couple of years, we had an Elvis impersonator come in and look the part, sang the part, and it was Elvis night. And people said, like, why Elvis? And I was like, well, he's a legend. Like, why not Elvis? But, like, honestly, every one of the promotions that we do, if we do them again, we're saying to ourselves, how do we make it better? How do we make it more engaging? And I can tell you, like, we've had nights where we've worn jerseys that were inspired by SpongeBob SquarePants, that were inspired by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol. We're going to do another one of those type of themed jerseys on the Family Day game in February on the 16th. We're going to have a theme that I promise your listeners, you're going to know it, you're going to love it, and you're going to be all about it.
I'm looking forward to it. Kevin Radomski joining us here on the Greger Show. Connor Halley sitting in, Oil Kings Director of Business Operations. And I think one we do have to kind of highlight here, because last year we saw Eddie Steele from the Kevin Carrier Show get into the ring. It's going to be January 25th, an afternoon of wrestling. Is Eddie back in? Have we heard any confirmation there?
Well, I think we really, you kind of glazed over it. I'm sure he asked you to do this, but like, let's not forget that Kevin Carrier left the country. Okay, like Kevin Carrier timed his trip to Mexico so that he wouldn't get called into the ring. And Eddie Steele, he heard the bell, he heard the calling, he jumped in the ring. I'm telling you, if you've not met Eddie Steele in person, he's intimidating. And he got in that ring, and if you hadn't been, we've done it for a couple of years now. This is our third year partnering with Love Pro Wrestling, the Oil Rumble, as it's anointed, in January on the 25th. You're going to walk in as soon as we open the doors. The men and women from LPW are going to be in the ring, flying off the ropes, clotheslines, suplexes, and then we come out, we do the warm-up. And then you got pucks flying everywhere. As soon as the warm-up's done, right back to the matches. And I know some other junior hockey teams do wrestling at the end of the game. So you watch three periods of hockey, and then you got to watch them build the ring. We said, no, no, no. We actually built the ring right by the Zamboni entrance. You don't miss a second. You get three periods of hockey. You'll get six matches from LPW. Championships will be decided. You get wrestling and hockey, and the seats start at $20 for both.
I remember last year it was a 1440 game, so we got right in there. We were going live on Instagram. It was great entertainment. The heels getting into it with the fans as it was going on. It was absolutely awesome. And my last question for you, because I know you've talked about this in the past kind of with Karius, and yeah, he asked me not to bring up what happened last year. I don't know if he's going to – he saw the schedule, so maybe he'll be booking that vacation to Mexico once again. But
I'm sure he's frantically doing it right now. Guaranteed panic. Yeah.
Looking for a good deal, of course. The kids menu, is that going to be coming back? Because I will confess I might have dabbled in that a little bit.
So first thing, you don't need to be a kid to order off the kids menu. I did that just for Kevin Karius, to be honest. You know, the value engineer Kevin Karius. But no, like we did it a couple seasons ago where we really challenged ourselves and we said, you know, our seats at Rogers Place for our Oil Kings hockey start at $20. How do we bring the value beyond just the ticket? And so what we did is we launched a kids food combo, and it's the food the kids want to eat, cheeseburgers and a popcorn type of thing. And they start at $7.50. They're all $10 or less. And then last year, we introduced Wiener Wednesday. So for every Wednesday game, didn't matter that New Year's Day last year was on a Wednesday, doesn't matter. If we're playing on a Wednesday, $2 hot dogs all night long. Not just for the first hour when you enter. If you come in at, right when the door is open, to right to the end of the second intermission, $2 hot dogs every Wednesday, that's coming back as well.
Oh, I am looking forward to it. And, yeah, you can't beat the bang for the buck. The season opener is going to be in September. You got preseason games. I think kicking off in Hinton, is that correct?
That's correct. We actually started a couple of years ago where we go to these remote communities in Alberta. And so, yeah, so we actually are playing two games against the Prince George Cougars on Friday, September the 5th and Sunday, September 7th in Hinton. The following week on September the 14th, we're in Westlock, Alberta. And I can tell you that Westlock is already sold out.
Oh, really?
650 seats. Sold out. And we started doing this where we wanted to go into these communities that don't get to see Western Hockey League action as a fundraiser for the Minor Hockey Board. And really what it became is more of a community event, like a community building event, as well as raising great funds for minor hockey. We were in Grand Cache 2 years ago. They raised $30,000 for minor hockey that weekend. So we can't wait to go to Hinton this year and Westlock. Last year, we were in Edson and in Morinville. So, yeah, it's the thrill of getting that junior hockey out into the community and really engaging with great communities that we don't get to see all the time.
Oh, that's awesome, Kevin. We do appreciate you joining us here on the show to discuss the season, and we'll definitely have you on again, getting us hyped up for all these games you coming up. And, again, we'll talk to Kevin, see if we can get him out in the ring later on in the year.